This is KRCU's Going Public. I'm Lindsay Grodine. Today we're talking with Jennifer Sokolowski, Development Director at the Humane Society of Southeast Missouri, about their upcoming Pet Expo event. All right. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Lindsay.
Tell me about the Pet Expo that's coming up next week.
We're very excited about our Pet Expo. This is the first Pet Expo ever in Cape Girardeau. It will be June 30th. We will open the doors at 9:30 and it will run until 4:30. We are going to have local vets giving seminars, food trucks. Montgomery Bank will be hosting a pet costume contest. It will be at 1 o'clock. They're going to be bringing Monty out to do a visit. And our great sponsor of Southern Bank has helped us make this happen.
So this is part of the Save Them Summer campaign that you all have been kind of kicking off this summer. And tell me a little bit about the Save Them Summer campaign.
Yes, we're very excited about our Save Them Summer. We are working to become a non-kill facility. That means that we want to hit a 90% save rate for our animals. We are there with our dogs, which we're very excited about. We still have some work with our cats. And so we've come up with this program of Save Them Summer so we can get the community connected with us to get their help. We are at about 220 animals so far saved for the summer, and we started it in May, and we're running it to August 31st.
All right. And you said that you looked at some other animal shelters for this idea. What are some of the places that you all went to study and see how this would work?
Yes, my director and I, one of the big places we went to was out in Virginia and D.C., and we visited some shelters just to kind of learn some of the things that they were doing to be able to become non-kill. And one of the big opportunities that we have found with our shelter is that our fostering program really needs to grow, and the community really needs to come on board to help us to achieve the non-kill 90% goal. So fostering, adopting are our main two things that we really want to focus on this summer. And also donating to help cover the cost of the spays and the neuters.
The foster program, why do you think the foster program is kind of a weakness right now?
Right now, our foster program, we have some wonderful fosters, and they're pretty consistent, but our numbers are pretty low compared to other shelters, so we really need to be able to increase the number of fosters. I'll just give you an example. In 2 days over the summer, we took over 45 animals. The majority of those are cats, and that is just in 2 days. And so our shelter was full. We do not have space to take any others, and there's people that are knocking at our doors that are needing to bring more animals in, and we just don't have the space. So if we had the fosters in the community, we would be able to place those animals and have them help us care for them until we could find a home for them.
So you all will have adoptions available at the event?
Yes, we're very excited about, we're going to have several of our animals out there, especially a bunch of little kitties. And we've also invited several of the other rescues in our area because we really want to help them also. So Max Mission will be there, Safe Harbor, and like I said, several of the other shelters will also be out with some of their adoptable animals also.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you, Lindsay, for having me.
We've been going public with Jennifer Sokolowski, Development Director at the Humane Society of Southeast Missouri, about their upcoming Pet Expo event. For KRCU, I'm Lindsay Grodine. To hear more conversations, visit our website at krcu.org.